This is VOA News. The head of Iran's civilian nuclear program has called Sunday's blackout at a nuclear facility nuclear terrorism. The blackout struck the country's Natanz nuclear facility. Ali Akbar Saleh made the comments in a report published online by Iranian state television Sunday night. He did not name a suspect in the sabotage. His comments currently escalate Mideast tensions. Many Israeli media outlets offered the same assessment that a cyber attack darkened Natanz and damaged a facility that is home to sensitive centrifuges. While the reports offered no sourcing for the evaluation, Israeli media maintains a close relationship with the country's military and intelligence agencies. 82 people killed in one day and in one city in Myanmar. Reports from Myanmar say this is yet another crackdown by security forces on pro-democracy protesters. Friday's death toll in Bago is the biggest in a day and single city since March 14th, when just over 100 people were killed in Yangon. Libyan Prime Minister Abdelhamid Debebe and a delegation of ministers will make their first visit to Turkey since taking office last month. The Turkish presidency said the visit will happen Monday. Libya's new unity government was sworn in on March 15th from two warring administrations that had ruled eastern and western regions, completing a smooth transition of power after a decade of violent chaos. Turkey had backed the Tripoli-based government of national accord against the eastern-based Libyan National Army, which was supported by Russia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and France. This is VOA News. The last few people remaining in the area closest to an erupting volcano on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent have raced to get clear. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The final evacuees made their way to safety a day after the La Soufrière volcano erupted with an explosion that shook the ground, spewed ash skyward, and blanketed the island in a layer of fine volcanic rock. The eruption is its first large one since 1979. Ash covered everything, creeping into homes, cars, and noses, and a strong sulfur smell lingered in the air. Evacuee Tawana Burke says she's hoping the eruption will end soon.
I am scared. I'm just hoping for the best, so that everything can be over, so I can go back home.
Local resident Verona Hillock says she's been through this before.
The first time it erupted, I was 9 years old. Now I'm 50 years old.
Scientists warn that the explosions could continue for days or even weeks, and that the worst could be yet to come. I'm Karen Chamas.
Jordan's Prince Hamza made his first public appearance since he was placed under house arrest last week. Hamza attended a celebration with King Abdullah II Sunday in what appeared to be an attempted show of unity on a major Jordanian holiday. But it remained unclear whether the king and his popular half-brother had reconciled since their public rift last week that saw Hamza placed under a form of house arrest. This after accusations that he was involved in a malicious plot to destabilize the kingdom. In statements leaked to the media, Hamza has denied the accusations. Voters are casting ballots in the tiny West African nation of Benin. The election comes following a series of violent demonstrations over the past week. Incumbent President Patrice Talon is seeking re-election, despite earlier pledges that he would only serve one term. Talon is facing two challengers in Sunday's vote, though critics say that the top opposition candidates were blocked from taking part. Ecuadorians are voting Sunday in a runoff election to choose between a right-wing and left-wing candidate to replace President Lenin Moreno. Moreno is not seeking re-election. Polls show the two contenders in a tight race. Economist Andres Arroz from the Union of Hope Coalition was leading in the first round of a vote in February. Also running, former banker Guillermo Lasso, a conservative politician and third-time presidential candidate who has finished second twice before in 2013 and 2017. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.